Hi there. If you'd like to check out my website, the address is messageinabottle.neocities.org. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is supersnack@proton.me. That's SUPERSNAK. @proton.me.
I want to share something with you very close to my heart. It's
the show that's an exhibition that dares to pull back the curtain on the often embarrassing reality, rumbling in the
connected.
Stop. Collage.
Time.
This is Collages by Silas.
Hey guys.
And for most people, it doesn't really end.
It doesn't mean anything.
Well, how did you know it?
The light opened it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, I tell you. Can't you see I've got to
change it
from being almost
nice? Tell me now,
nothing but crime.
Well?
Who?
You've just heard? Well?
Who?
Certainly.
Well, you've got to see why I've got to be sure. What's the trouble?
Well, you like to hear about it, that's all.
Deliberately, he turned from it. I've cursed myself 1,000 times since.
There's just one thing.
Most unsuitable. Mrs. Henderson.
Just like the famous Marie. She had another funny alibi.
Oh, yes.
Thanks a lot.
The problem is...
The unknowns.
Can also... Okay.
Yeah.
Because of the...
The unknowns. Way...
Nowhere to go.
Yeah, because this guy or this guy or this guy or
got our bearings right. Yeah, if we've got our bearings right, he's really got 140. But the other really got 32nd Street.
Right now, we're kind of back, but
stuck and turn this guy off to get to the airport. University Drive. It's hard to get officers in on that, too, because of the traffic.
Right, and I don't see those vans.
The one thing this does is it buys them time to get out ahead of him.
I'm not sure if they'd go on to the highway, the highway, the highway, the highway, the highway. I don't know if in a wide shot, maybe they're further.
They can start to deploy officers.
Maybe they're further.
That's mm-hmm. too dangerous for everybody involved.
Right.
Traffic. Traffic.
Right.
As he slows down and he's traffic. Traffic.
Right.
To maybe, you know.
Wait for him to exit.
But they could box him in, they could block him, and we may see one of these unmarked units box him in where he's got nowhere to go.
Yeah. We've learned this is an undercover pursuit here. That explains the unmarked vehicles and...
Traffic. Traffic.
Right.
Traffic. Traffic.
Right.
Traffic. Traffic.
Right.
Traffic. Traffic.
Right.
Say nothing, because you say the wrong thing, you clam up.
You got it.
What?
You clam up. You got it.
What?
Carmine and Johnny comes up, you clam up.
Say nothing,
because
you say the wrong thing. Say nothing, because you say the wrong thing.
You know, Carmine and Johnny comes up.
Help me to the side.
I didn't know how to believe.
No one is stopping anyone from
doing what you're doing.
You see it develop on screen and you're kind of like,
practice witchcraft, use divination, practice sorcery, dealt with mediums and spiritists, did much evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger.
No fighting, no fighting, no fighting,
no fighting. No fighting.
For instance, scholars have found, and yes, scholars really do study this kind of thing.
So when you were editing those pieces...
Well, it could be some super intelligent community mind, I suppose.
Community mind? Yes. Like the inexplicable mysterious control which keeps a colony of ants functioning in perfect unity back on Earth.
La 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 la, la la la.
It takes at least 30 days to etch a new groove into your pattern.
Now, what I want to deal with tonight is a very simple question.
What is love? Baby,
At this point, your considerable patience is worn to the breaking point, and you suggest firmly and directly,
there's only one person who's going to take care of you, and that's you. You can and you must find ways to deal with fatigue. You must make time for yourself, and you must learn ways to handle the stress caused by
editing.
Definitely heard it.
Gonna fall more readily into sin.
Digital.
It's a smart move to make.
I finally landed on a chorus that I liked. I recorded it.
Reliance products, designed by our in-house team, share four core values.
We're talking about
your life.
I mean, that's iconic.
There's a mini documentary that's going to accompany it, showing how it all unfolded, which will be really interesting to watch.
Maybe that makes a nice excuse.
Maybe you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Jack, when you start with that attitude, it's like I don't even know who you are.
One of the most pleasant thoughts to any human being is the thought that he is needed, that he is important enough and competent enough to help and add to the happiness of some other human being. However, if we make a moral issue out of happiness and conceive of it as something to be earned, as a sort of reward for being unselfish, we are very apt to feel guilty about wanting happiness.
All I want is to talk to you. Yeah, I think about it all the time, but
we make ourselves, the more happy we will be.
Now, I need to get out of this because I'm going to get a copyright violation if I have anything going. So,
getting into a little more detail, starting our first kind of bird's eye view.
Oh, we're not a good thing.
But what was increased?
I think that
between information systems and administration,
scientific research,
there's quite a clear emphasis on
some synergism between operating languages.
High-end computer system.
The next sets of challenges that we have right now are going to be integrating video and television.
Some people consider this computer to be the first 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 computer. It has a keyboard. It has a CRT. It even has mass storage devices, because this, in fact, was the computer, but this was the computer, but this was the computer, but this, and in the days of this computer,
computers were a major breakthrough.
I can't predict whether the video disc will come in or not, or whether that kind of, how important that technology is going to be. But I think just the notion of storing pictures and operating on those pictures, that's kind of the next frontier.
Iteration.
Something else is
repeating. Can we listen to it?
Let me get the frequency first. Hold on.
Iteration.
What's that? It's a loop. It has to be. That's great. Does anyone?
Loop. Shut up.
I've heard you.
Loop. Shut up.
I've heard you.
Loop. Shut up.
I've heard you.
Loop.
Shut up. Iteration. It's repeating the same message. It's a counter.
No, what?
The batteries are dying.
So how much time do we have?
Not much.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, is this weird? What is that?
4, 5, 10.
Please.
Just listen to this. Listen to
it. I can't.
It's
on the island.
There's no
island.
There's no
loop.
Shut up.
Does anyone know what the hell he's talking about?
It's a running count of the number of times.
Someone came.
That was good. 16 years.
So, how long?
Don't forget to carry the one chief.
Please, someone, come. Please help me. Please, come.
It's roughly 30 seconds long.
What?
16 years. And 5 months, that's the count.
He listened.
Do
that.
No, no.
That.
She does. Yes, we...
Do that. It's...
The next number...
It's... No.
533.
9, 7, 2, 4, 5, 5.
No. It's not broken. Hey! We've got a... Hey! We've got...
Someone else?
It's a distress call. Leave for help, a mayday. If the count is right, it's been playing over and over for 16 years.
Oh, now's a good time to check the radio. Not before, but now.
No, not that.
Split, shout.
Thank you.
good.
Back to another vlog. I'm really excited to just
three records, two long play effects, and now
take a look at some of my Christmas tree ornaments. This year, I went with a little bit more of a toned-down look.
And I am wrapping presents.
Do you hear what I hear?
And then I have different colorful ornaments.
Thank you so much. Check out Linda's blog, Step-by-Step Guide to a Beautiful and Festive Holiday.
Well, it's that time of year again. It's Christmas time. And so we're going to do this little Christmas video here. We got some ornaments and some the old-fashioned Christmas lights, bulbs for them. And unfortunately, we're not using our Kenmore microwave up there because that flaming cauldron we did back in Halloween kind of broke it. The magnetron, you can see there's a big hole in the antenna.
The snow is on the ground, the family's all in town. It's Christmas, it's Christmas. The children want to know why we hung the mistletoe.
You can see we had some quite a bit of flame in that microwave.
Whoops.
Yep. So I ordered a new magnetron, so I'm getting that repaired. But in the meantime, we have this new microwave here from kindly donated from Tom.
Our next neighbor. Door.
Yep. Or your neighbor.
Okay.
Got a bread ornament
on the table. Oh, I almost broke the bulb.
So I might as well tell you guys right now, unfortunately, while I'm wrapping, because I'm not sure if Kilo is going to be here on Christmas.
You'll be doing all right.
So
with your Christmas
we are separated right now.
But I
what do you think about when I say the word
Christmas?
Merry Christmas, month.
Dave, as far as we know, this is the coldest Christmas ever recorded here in New York City, and probably the coldest day ever on record for December. As a matter of fact, it's the coldest day this year so far, and probably will be. As far as I know, the last time we ever got this cold, so we got down to 18 degrees below zero. That was in February 18th, 1979. That's when we had a whole week of this kind of weather.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow.
You have to, you want to know how to do it?
Absolutely.
Simply press the button.